Morning. It is 8:22 a.m. You're listening to The Morning After with Ben and Josh on RD 98.5. And on the other end of the line, we have Ariana from Reo Māori Mai. Good morning.
Morning.
Firstly, how are you doing on this not-so-fine morning here in Otatahi?
I am great.
Gosh, well, just lovely to hear, and I'm feeling great too, considering you're on the show this morning. Mm. So we wanted to talk about the relationship between Māori and coronavirus. It's two topics that, I mean, we talk about a lot on the show, but maybe don't necessarily talk about the intersection.
Mm.
Māori are 50% more likely to die from COVID-19 than Pākehā, and a groundbreaking new study found institutional racism is to blame. A whole bunch of researchers are linking existing demographic and health data for ethnic groups in New Zealand with international COVID-19 data to reach these findings. So this is something that surely does not come as a surprise to you, Ariana. It didn't come as a surprise to me when I read about it, but what has it been like seeing the way that coronavirus has played out in the news within a Māori lens, shall we say?
That's a great question. I think Māori have a different experience of pandemics.
Mm.
So for a lot of people, a lot of non-Māori New Zealanders, and to be fair, a lot of Māori New Zealanders who might not be connected to the narrative or the history of their people, which is fine. Pandemics are not a novel or unknown experience for us. So a lot of iwi or hapū will have mass graves where they have buried those who lost their lives to previous pandemics in New Zealand.
Mm.
So when influenza and measles were introduced to New Zealand, we had no, what's that word I'm looking for? We had no resistance, we had no
immunity?
No ability to cope with these. They were completely foreign, and so they just decimated Māori community. Mm. And so then when another pandemic is coming, the response from a lot of Māori communities was really swift and really, I guess from the outside looking in, it could have looked like they were overreacting or they were being too sensitive. But again, if you put it in the context of those people have mass graves on their funeral, on their land, you can kind of understand why they might have done that.
Totally, yeah. And that really is interesting to hear because it contrasts how I've also been reading how so many Māori health leaders have been coming out saying that the vaccine rollout plan is awful, saying that it's not been achieved equitably. I've reading here, for example, they say Māori should be at the top of the list and the priority given to older people living in the whānau environment. It's confusing and unclear. There's also been anger over allowing national sports teams to be vaccinated early if they're travelling overseas for a big event, prioritising sports teams over Indigenous people.
Mm.
So we've seen it completely throughout the entire coronavirus rollout, shall we say. So yes, in that modern
something that I saw in Alaska that I really liked, so a few of my friends are Alaskan natives and shared that the rollout over there prioritised language speakers.
Mm.
So those who were speakers of the Indigenous languages of Alaska were given priority in terms of vaccination, understanding that if and for some of those communities, they have less than 10 speakers left. So, but even for Te Reo Māori, we know that there are less than 5% of the Māori population who are proficient speakers of Te Reo Māori.
Mm.
And in a government that is, or in an environment where we're throwing so many millions of dollars at language revitalisation, it seems strange that that wouldn't be factored into this. No, like it's siloed.
Yeah, you're right. It's counterintuitive, for sure. Yeah. Oh, siloed is a good word. I love when something's siloed, for sure. But yes, overall, just thinking about healthcare and Māori doom in general, shall we say, how do you think coronavirus compares to just the general state of affairs? And how do you think we can learn from coronavirus looking into the future?
Well, to keep away from a siloed answer, I would say that across the board, things are not great.
Mm.
I'm interested to see how this conversation develops around the new Māori Health Authority and what that makes available. I saw that the minister said that there's no details around that because Māori are going to design what that looks like.
Mm.
So I'm hopeful that through feeding into that process that things can change.
Mm.
Because even separate from coronavirus, Māori have a think it's 7 years for Māori men. The life expectancy is 7 years less than non-Māori men, even in 2021. And I think, you know, coronavirus is this anomaly, but actually across the board there's all of these inequities, there's all of this embedded racism and the results that it's producing. So there's some work to be done.
There is some work to be done. Thank you so much, Ariana, for coming onto the show this morning. Of course, this is a huge conversation we could be having, but hey, love to crack open the can of worms just a small amount so we can, you know, unlock some stuff this morning. And let me quickly say that you should totally like Rea Māori Mai on Facebook and check out the website. Ariana does amazing work, and the fact that you're even on the show, I am honoured and blessed. So thank you so much for coming on. Yes, Ariana.
Cool. Tēnā kōrua. Have a great day.
You too.